Shalom comes to meet his friend, the shir should be a special schus for Yitzhak Yonah ben Chana, Maris Hanan ben Chana, David Avram Yitzhak Yonah, Tzvimer Yitzhak Yonah, Naomi Sarah, Asher Yitzhak Yonah, and for Yosef Ezra ben Esther. The Gemara in Mishnah Kedushin, Samach Gimel Amid Beis, says that if a man claims, Kidashti es biti, v'en yodeh lemi kidashtiya, I was Mekadesh my daughter, but I don't know who the lucky guy is. And a man comes forward. And he says, I'm the guy, I was Mekadesh your daughter. Naaman is believed. The Gemara says, Ravasi says, Af Naaman lichnois. He's even Naaman to do the Nisuin. The Ran writes, the Afagab dein Dover Sherera pachos mishnayim. Even though we know that Dover Sherera is no less than two. Ve'ed achad mehem and loymar meis baleich. And one aid is believed to say that your husband died. Hainu taima mishum di ii daigo mintseva when we told chom shech mar deleb soifa. So one aid is believed to say to a woman that her husband died because she's going to be very careful, she's not going to get married again. Unless she's sure that she married that she's really allowed to marry this guy, otherwise she's going to be in really big trouble. V'hachalei se lahai taima. Here, you don't have this reason of her being an Eishes Ish, and she's going to be very careful, and otherwise the kids are going to be Mozeirim. So there, you don't have this reason, meaning here, in our case of Kidashti is Biti, Ben Yodeh Lemi Kidashtiha, and somebody says, I'm the guy, he's Neman. Here you don't. It's not the same as the case of Meis Baleich. V'ha'asam hu lotzia meches kasa. So the question is, why are we believing this one aid? And the answer is because normally ein darbe shevar pachas mishnayim, and we only believe one aid by a eishes ish. When someone comes forward and says her husband died, there it's to be motzi meches kasa. There it's to take her out of her chazaka. She is a cheskasei shesish, and you're taking her out of her cheskasei shesish. When a man says, Kidashti es biti, v'eino de'elami kidashtiya, avol zeshem amidim cheskasa, but this man who's just establishing the chazaka, elash oimer sheneskat shaloi, in other words, he's saying that she was married to him, he's strengthening the chazaka, because this girl has a chazaka that she is married. Kidash di esbiti, the father said, I was mekadesh her. And this person is just mamid, he's just strengthening this notion that she's married. He just says that she's married to him, he's nema. So we see from this Ran that the day in Dover Shira Pachos Mishnayim is only where there's a cheskas iser or heter against the edus is against the chazaka. So that's what Ran says when the edus is against the chazaka. Then we say in Darvish Erev Pachos Mishnayim, normally excluding one case of Meis Baleich, but normally in Darvish Erev Pachos Mishnayim because it's going against the chazaka. But in a case where the aid is not made neged a chazaka, like in our case of Kidashti Espiti Elash Mikidashtiya, where it's not being made neged the Chazaka, Eid Echad is Naman, even in Darvish Abba. And so it appears from the Gemara in Gittin, and up Beis Amid Beis, where the Gemara says, Abel Hachat is Chazik Yisur Adeshishish. Here, where there's a Chazkas is Ravashishish. Habi Darvish Abba, Darvish Abba, Pachos Mishnayim, it's considered a Darvish Abba. And there's no Darvish Abba that's less than two. So we see, same inyan, that when there's a cheskas eishes ish, we say in Darvish Erev Pachos Mishnayim. And the tshuva of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, Chelek Aleph Siman Kuf Zayin, he's tameya that the Ran is soisa mishnaso. The Ran contradicts himself, because the Ran says on the Gemara in Gittin, Perek Vav, Samach Dalet Amar Aleph, says in the Gemara that Harmer L'Shluch Hatev Zekad Shlishi Umeis Shliach. Aser B'chol HaNoshim, Chazak HaShlich HaShlich HuSoi, that if a man sends a shliach and he says, go out and marry a woman for me, and the shliach dies, he's also now an older woman. Every woman he married could be a krova of the woman he was married to by the shliach, because we have a chazaka that a shliach does his shlichus. And the Ran brings the name of the Ramban, that he's usher to all nashim that have krovas. Avalilubo krovas from a lokid shadash nu shaliach, vadei mutter, deirechad neman bisurim. But if the krovas come and say, no, there was no kedushin by us, then he's mutter, because deirechad is neman bisurim, because shkena chazos chazik isura. And here where there's no cheskas isur, and deirechad is neman. That's what the Ramban, the Ran brings the name of the Ramban. And the Ran writes, "Delayn is barwetsly. I don't agree with you. Midarmin and star serve b'chol nashim shavolam lo mashim deiz kravos b'chut sagi." From the fact that it says that he's aser b'chol ad nashim shavolam, it's not mashma that the edus of the relatives that he didn't marry her is enough. That he didn't marry them is enough. Odi midin aser b'chol ad nashim shavolam v'lab mishim kunasa b'luchud heichum mutar beitus eid echod. Double edged double share berber in the enor pachus mishnayim afagav lo ischasi kisura. And here is our point, that if he's aser b'chol anashim shavo ilam, so how are we matir him al pi edus echod? We know that ain't ever shavu pachos mishnayim, even though there's no cheskas iser. Even though, there's no cheskas iser, we still say ain't ever shavu pachos mishnayim. So the Ran is Soser Mishnah Soi, that here there's no Cheska Sisser. The Ran says it doesn't matter. Why doesn't it matter that this woman doesn't have a Cheska Sisser? Because he's Aser B'chol Nashim Shabaolam, that's the cloud. And we're not going to believe one aid against this concern, even though there's no Cheska Sisser, because Ein Dabar Shibar Pachos Mishnayim applies even Flos Chazik Yisura. And we even say that, we even make up, it's even a kula. If you have, like it says in Kedushin Samach Vav, Ishtoi Zinsa Veid Echad Eina Neseris. One aid is not believed to Aser a woman. Because Ein Dover Shever B'Pachos Mishnayim. So Das Haran is, that Ein Dover Shever B'Pachos Mishnayim is even if there's no Cheskas Isser. Whereas the Ran in Kedushin says, that Ein Dover Shever B'Pachos Mishnayim is dafka, if there is a cheska sister, that's the much most than we're in getting bays, I'm at bays. Ad kanti re agoin Rebbe Kiveger. And agoin agadol Rav Nosson Gishtefner, not the Rebbe Kiveger wasn't agoin agadol, that goes without saying. Agoin agadol ad lemoid moid moid. Writes in his Lahiris Nosson, Chelek Tesvov, Simen Nun Bays, Ulachoir Nir Eli Ashev, that we can be answered this kasha by saying that dafka, when he says, I was Makadish, my daughter, and I don't know to whom I was Makadish her, and a person comes and says, I was Makadish her, so this person who comes is Ma'amida v'chezkosa to say that it's true that she was Miskadeshes, but he's Mevarer that he's the lucky guy, he's the one who's Makadish her. So not only is he not made neged ha-chazaka, adarabba, he's farfesting the chazaka, he's making the chazaka starker chazaka, he's mechazik the chazaka. And therefore he's believed, like the Ran is medayik, in ensela verter b'lashoyna yarat geshrapt azoy avozeh, shema'amido b'cheskoso, he's ma'amin in her chazokos, he's mevarer that he's the guy, so he's establishing, he's strengthening the chazoka, he's on the side of the chazoka, so that is gefaulik, therefore we believe him. So it's not just that there's no cheskosisser. Here he's strengthening the chazokas, more than that. Marry me, any woman. I'm as desperate, anybody's good. And the krova says, no. The krova says, the shliach wasn't mekadish us, so you can marry her. So even though she's not making negative chazoka, she's no chazoka that the guy married her, nevertheless, she is taking herself out of this fakus, that maybe he was mekadish her. So she's not mechazik the chazaka. She's just saying, I'm not included in this fakos that were miskadesh, miskachos, that were miskadeshes, that we're not sure which woman was the miskadeshes. And she says, I am not one of those people, so I am not that person. Don't suspect me, I wasn't miskadeshes. So So she's taking herself out of the sveikus. There we say that Eid Erecha is not Ne'eman to say that he's not Bechal Sofik Yisr Erva. Since Al Kolpanim is not coming to be Mechazik the Chazaka, even though he's not made Neged Cheskas Yisr. So we can't compare it to the case of Kedushin. The case of Kedushin, not only is he not made Neged Chazaka, but he's Mechazik Umachzik Umameis Yisr Chazaka. He's strengthening, and he's showing to the Chazaka to be true, because he's saying, not only did the father Mekadish his daughter to a man, but I'm the man, and therefore he's believed. Mashen Kain, to take yourself out of Sfeikus, even if there's no Cheskas Yisr, that you're not allowed to do. For entry the Kasha Rabbi Kiva Eger B'Siyata D'Shmaya. And the Sefer Sheikh Shmaitzen, Shmaitzev Vov, Perik Gimel, he brings from the Shuta Ma'arik and Sherish Ayin Beis, that Ein Dover Shever Pachos Mishnayim is only where at the time that he was made Aleha, that Ein Dover Shever Pachos Mishnayim is only when the Eid Echad was made Aleha Bat La'atira, she is Becheskas Erva, that since we learned Dover Mimamon, we can say Don Mina Umina. Learn from Mamon. Mamon is Lahotzi Mechazkasai. So too, it's to be Motzi, a woman from her Chazak, either a Cheskas Heter or a Cheskas Iser. So, that Ein Dover Shever Pachos Mishnayim is when she is, he's coming to be Mater from her Cheskas Erva. He's taking her out of her Chazaka. Then we say in Dover Shever Pachos Mishnayim, Frek the Sheikh Shmaitza. I don't understand. B'mamon, even if there's no chazak at all, ein eid echad ne'emon. We see in the Gemara above Mitzian, Tavchav Chesamet Aleph, that simonim b'simonim v'eid echad yoniach. So if you have, each side is giving simonim, and one side of the people who want this mitziah has eid echad, so lianiach, he should not give it to either of them. There's no muchzuk at all. There's no muchzuk at all. And nevertheless, eid echad is not believed. So how can you, Shilas and Shuvas HaMarik, say that when there is no chazaka, Eid Echad is believed. Eid Echad is only believed. Eid Echad is only not believed against the Chazaka. But if there's no Chazaka, then an Eid Echad is believed. Just like by Mammon, an Eid Echad is believed if there is no Chazaka. But that's not true. Because we see by Simanim v'Simanim v'Eid Echad Yoniach that here there's no Chazaka, and yet Eid Echad is not Ne'eman. So we see from this Gemara, Chav Chesbav Mitziah, that an Eid Echad is not Ne'eman, even if there's no Chazaka here, there's no Cheskas Mamon, Eid Echad doesn't believe in Sotah B'Dev Shebe Erev, even if there's no Chazaka, Eid Echad shouldn't be believed. How can you say that Eid Echad is believed there's no Chazaka? So says the Goyen Rav Nosson Zatzal, that it's really not a kasha from Simanim and Eid Echad, Simanim and Eid Echad, because there both of them are considered muhzakin, because whoever has the Aveda, he's guarding it for the true Baal Aveda, and he's not allowed to take it out of the hands take the Aveda out of his hands. He has to give it to anybody, meaning he's not allowed to take the Aveda out of his hands and give it to anybody. He has to give it to the true Baalim, like it says V'ayimcha Ador Shechichoysoi, until your brother demands it. So you have to wait, hold on to it, and give it to the true Bailim, so he has no right to give it to anybody, because both sides are considered muhsuk, meaning they're both suffik muhsuk. The finder is holding it for the true Bailim. And it's not daime to an instance where there's no chazaka at all. Here there is a chazaka. So don't tell me that by Davar Sheba Mamon, we don't believe one aid when there's no chazaka, because the case of Simanu v'Simanu v'Eid Echad, there is a chazaka, because the finder is holding on to it for whoever really belongs to. And we can also say that a siman is like a chazaka, because your machzir, your mamon al pi simanim, like it says in the Bar Bav Mitziyah Chav Ches Amar Aleph, simanim d'oraisa, As it says, "Vayimchad Rosh Hashichoy." So, if he tells all that, "Chashi itnei according to Shem Al Dashem Ramayu Ainu Ramelav Simonim," is it not? It says he should hold on to it until your brother demands it. Can you think that you should give it to him before he demands it? No. Rather, you should darshay. You should darshen him up. You should try to figure out and investigate if he's dishonest or not. And does that not mean b'simanim? So we try to prove simanim from here. Our doy raisa from the pasuk says simanim are like vadai. There's proof that he's not a ramai, and therefore, if there's simanim b'simanim v'edecha, to the edecha that's being made negative the simanim of his friend, so he's not naman because he's being motzi michas kasa. So again, for the two reasons why it's not a ray from the gemara of simanim b'simanim v'edecha, one is either because the finder is holding it for the true baal aveda and memela, that's considered muchzuk, and number two, because the simanim that the one side gives is like a vadai, so therefore the eid echad doesn't help against the simanim. But if there's no chazak at all, even b'mamon eid echad ne'eman levar. Shev Shmaitz also wants to bring a raya that eid echad is not ne'eman b'mamon even if there's no chazak. From that the Rush writes in Bav Metzia Beis Amud Beis that eid echad doesn't patter from Shavua. And if he can't swear, Mishalem, even if there's an A, that's Misayeya, because Eidecha doesn't patter from Shavua. So even if he's an A to Misayeya, he still has to pay if he can't swear, because an Eidecha doesn't get him out of it. So we see that even Eidecha, who's not coming to be Motzi Mechazaka, Adra is coming to be Machzik Mechazaka, because he's coming to say that you can hold on to the money, you don't have to swear. Nevertheless, the money no come, but he doesn't. We don't believe in these monetary matters. So you see that Erech is not believed, even if he has a chazak, even if the person he's testifying about has a chazak. However, there it would seem to be different, because since he was already mischayev shvu, and the Torah says that somebody who can't swear has to pay. So he's already mischayev mamon v'beira, and therefore the eid echad doesn't help him until the clear chiyuv that he was already mischayev mamon min haTorah. When there's no chazak at all, and there's no beirer of chiyuv for either side, therefore we can, in such an instance, we can say that eid echad is ne'eman. We can say that eid echad is ne'eman, all other things being equal, just an eid echad is not ne'eman if there was already a chiyuv shvua min haTorah. So, Amir Tashem, we have a lot more to talk about, and we will, please God, Hashem yitein et hakoach ve et hamoach, v'namshich b'inyanim elu b'li neder b'siyata d'shmaya. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.